Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cave School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Athena.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Salvador.
Hello, everyone.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chris.
Evening, everybody.
I switched it up. Usually I do their super names, but
yeah.
I went with my first names for fun.
I was like, hold on, wait a minute.
The question of the day comes from Art this time. Art, what you got?
Do your characters believe in government conspiracies or secret societies?
Of course he would ask that. I'm shocked that he hasn't asked that.
I'm sure Chris has asked that of us before.
I know, exactly.
Not on podcast, yeah. Of course Chris does.
Obviously.
Yes, to both. Sal? You know of a secret society.
Yeah.
You're part of it now.
Yeah, but you're not part of the government.
Yeah, but you didn't say linked to the government. You said just and secret societies.
That's true.
I feel like he has to. Sal has to. Given his father's work. Someone supporting him.
I have a rather good answer.
Hit me.
So before, Cape School, she did not. Like, oh my gosh, that's tinfoil hat people. Those crazy sons of guns.
And then she met one.
And then she met a son of a gun.
She met one of those son of a guns who was eerily correct a lot of the time.
And learned, the government should be involved with this Athletico nonsense, but they're not. That's so weird.
As far as you can tell, there is no United States government, like,
but, like, allowing them, like, to, because she's very, like, why aren't they helping, because they know about this, because it's they should know about this, and, like,
they
that's where she's at.
They should be helping more.
Yes.
All right. So last time we did downtime stuff.
We did.
And usually I use that to build the next session, and y'all gave me jack shit.
You're welcome. Hey!
I looked.
That's quite rude.
For a while. And got not very far. So, yeah. So, conveniently, they leveled up, so I got a little more time to think. Their proficiency went up to 4, but other than that, what'd y'all get?
I got telekinesis. All my shit went up. 1.
We already talked about that.
We already went up.
Proficiency went up.
We went up. But I got a thing called telekinesis.
Yeah.
And I told Paul, I'm thinking it like this. So, because it's a push and pull type thing and the magic hand. So I'm making it to an extension of her illusion powers.
Yeah.
To have like a giant hand.
It's like a solidified illusion.
Yeah.
And it can look like whatever you want at the time.
A giant hand. Gloved, white gloved hand. Like Mickey Mouse, white gloved hand.
3 fingers and a thumb?
It is 3 fingers and a thumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mickey has 3 fingers and a thumb.
So, yes. Well, because I was just like, his hand doesn't look like that. And then he said thumb, and I'm like, eh. Oh.
Cool. Anything else interesting besides that? I think that's it, right? Oh, and then your people got stronger.
My characters got a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
Murphy got a little bit stronger. Not by much, but did. And then my friends also did.
All right. Mike, what'd you get?
Mine is simple. I got Indomitable. That's it.
Did you change? Did you change up your armor?
I got a new spell. And new slot to work with, and decided to equip that to the rocket pods that I'm working into my armor.
Sounds good. That project would have been completed, by the way. over the course of downtime.
Yeah.
And Art, what'd you get?
My Song of Rest went up to a D8.
Woo! No one cares. That's yeah. A fucking trash ability.
And then I got 5th level spells, which I took Mass Heal.
Mass Cure Wounds.
Mass Cure Wounds.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Mass Heal? What?
9th level spell! What?
We have Demon.
And then I dropped my Chromatic Spray, because I've never used it.
Not once.
Not once. So I picked up Detect Magic.
Yeah, I realized that they couldn't do that. I'm like, that's going to be a fucking problem eventually. He's like, yeah, we should fix that.
I'll fix that.
All right, cool. So, you guys, you know, if, according to my timeline, because that's what I'm going to have to base today off of, you guys did the clash, which is right at the beginning of the second half of your first semester, second semester. I'm good, it's written in. So, it's in this... What?
It says to hit, but it doesn't say what to hit. What I'm using to hit, what the bonus is.
Proficiency. So, the clash happened on 10/31. So, there are a month and a half before end of school, end of the first semester. Think of this as like the second quarter. Do you know what I mean? If it was high school times. And, then you have winter, and then there'll be a thing after that. So, math? Oh, my timeline's off a little bit. We might have to do a little skippy skip. You're supposed to go to 9 at the end of this section. I'll fix it. Okay, I'm not gonna worry about it. I'll make it work. Don't worry about it. Scheisse. So, you know what? No, things are pretty calm for a while. Like, almost a month. You don't get any, like, weird, you know, calls that screw you. And, you know, try and get, you know, there's no Humanity First / real human army.
I think. Could I let you know that I'm kind of keeping an eye on news about, like, clash stuff, if anything was coming up.
Yes, thank you. So, also, I found that we had Humanity First and Normal Human Army. They are the same organization. Humanity First is the non-terrorist side, but Normal Human Army is the obviously terrorist side. Just so we're clear. Like, there's, like, the pseudo, like, rioters, and then there's the actual, we're going to kill a bunch of people. Different groups. Same group, different, same leadership, different groups. Okay. And then, like I said, so things kind of go, and can you roll me a... No, it would just happen. So about a week after the clash, your team is going to get a letter delivered from Athletico.
Cease and desist.
And it's a cease and desist order. Due to...
They saw your capes.
They saw your capes. And
thanks, Sal.
Basically, the letter effectively says, we saw your capes, mm-hmm. and we do not appreciate the insinuation. Either you cease any and all references to what was on those capes, or we will sue you into the ground.
I'm gonna go through this document. Because you know what? I've noticed recently, fun fact, friends, recently people will just go onto the internet on a Google font and just find a cease and desist letter and just send it to people. I rolled a 16 plus 9.
For legal matters?
Mm-hmm.
So did you make sure it went up?
Oh, fuck. I forgot to do those.
I told you, my dude.
So that would be 11 plus 11.
Yeah. So 27.
I'm sorry. 16
I missed plus those. 11. Yeah. So, it's real. This is, you know, stamped by a judge kind of thing. Wait, citizens is no, they're not by a judge. There's obviously, like, it's on legal letterhead. You check it. It's a legit organization that has ties to Athletico. and they're threatening legal action that unless you have extenuating, you know, evidence, they could seriously hamstring your career as a cape.
Pull out the phone. Ring, 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 ring. You know who I'm calling. Ring.
Well, you have to make special arrangements because you can't make calls.
You have to go, you gotta go to the visitor. Right, do it again.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring.
Hey, Athena. How are you doing?
Hi, Dad.
Long time no talk. You did really well in the class.
Thank you. Did you see my cape in that?
Yeah, we did.
They sent a cease and desist letter.
I thought they might.
Yeah.
Technically, if you can prove it, they're not lying. They can't do anything. But if there's no proof, you're going to have to bestow those capes.
Technically, the only one would be Chris. Hers said Athletico can suck it.
I thought they both said in Athletico. No, they
Hers said Athletico can suck it. His said Athletico is run by actual Nazis.
Yes.
I thought they both had that.
No, mine said suck it.
Okay, so correction. It was addressed to Chris.
And of course, I'm going to go,
I need to talk
to you. I got a letter.
I pass this to my legal expert, who will pass on to her legal expert.
Hi.
Yeah, so Chris is in a bit of a bind here. Because unless he can prove it,
prove that they are Nazis.
I believe you believe that. Yeah. And I believe you may even have proof.
Yeah.
But unless that proof is actionable.
Okay.
It's defamation of character. You know, and it harms their brand, so there's a financial aspect to it.
Okay. So either he's not wearing the capes anymore, or prove that they are actual Nazis.
Correct.
Fantastic. Chris, we can't wear the capes no more.
Okay.
All
right. I'm good with that.
All right.
Until I can prove it. At which point it'll be all over the internet.
And then they'll actually be actual, yeah.
All right, well, is there anything else I can help you with, sweetie? Minerva's been doing great.
How's Minnie? Yeah.
Well, so she's walking.
Yeah.
Timeline doesn't match. She's really young for being walking. You know that she was
crawling.
No. She was like 8 months old in a thing. No, so she's almost a year old. She's walking.
Yeah.
And haven't seen any powers yet, but we're watching. We've decided to keep the wet nurse on as a nanny, even after she doesn't need her anymore. She's been great. Angie.
Any ghosts?
Not one. And we had that nice purge man come by one more time just to make sure.
Good. Great.
All right. Well, I mean, it's really nice to talk to you. And then he just rambles for a while.
And I let him ramble.
And you realize that he doesn't really talk to smart people very often, but besides, because he's not really practicing law actively unless it's some a really really good case,
yeah.
Or who really needs help. So it's a lot of just like hanging out at home with your dad, who's he's a really nice guy, but boy howdy is he dumber than box of rocks.
Yeah.
So it's nice to talk to you, who can kind of talk on the same level,
yeah.
A lot of the time. And he's like, I gotta find a hobby or something. I mean, you know what? Honestly, I've been looking to take some patrols. Just, you know, go sign on with the FSA just to get me out of the house. What do you think?
I mean, can I roll to see if it's a good idea? Because in my head, I'm thinking, like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Minnie.
Oh, no, the Herc is staying home.
Yeah.
Minnie will be protected.
Also, Angie's... I mean, Angie's a super...
Dad's gonna be there, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's loving retirement.
Yeah.
His knees don't hurt anymore. Because,
he's not deadlifting, you know...
Well, nothing car. Nothing
he's
big.
He's not deadlifting a train car anymore, you know? Like.
No. He keeps it to the Hummer. No. He's got the electric Hummer. That was part of that.
I do. Remember.
One of the downtown episodes.
If he gets parked in, he lifts it and puts it on
yes,
the other side.
Yes, he does.
And drives away.
I'm waiting for something amazing, I guess. I mean, it's up to you. I think you should do it.
All right. Well, I think I'm gonna go do that today. House. I need to not be here all the time. Please, God. Well, I mean, that's awesome. That, you know, hey.
I don't know. It's weird. It's also weird that like things. There's not been a lot of. The clash happened, and then nothing else has really transpired yet. You know.
I mean, maybe. The world's taking a break? Oh, that's probably wrong. I don't know.
I hear your dad calling. Goodbye.
I'm gonna take the motorcycle. I'm totally not gonna get on my motorcycle and go to the FSA headquarters downtown. I gotta go. Bye. Click.
Bye.
As you hear the motorcycle just before they call.
Yeah, that doesn't track me.
You know that you know that Nighthawk has a badass motorcycle.
Yeah. Doesn't use much.
That he doesn't use much anymore because now that he had it when he was dating the Herc.
Yeah.
And it's an old like Ducati that he's souped up to high hell.
Yeah.
And you know, he swapped it so he can still drive it, you know.
The Hawk Wing.
That's the Hawk Bike.
Hawk Bike.
Hawk Wing?
Doesn't have to fly.
Basically, he can fly like faster than he can run, mm-hmm. but it does not touch the speed of a motorcycle when whipping through traffic.
Yeah.
It's his baby. He goes and works on it whenever he can. Unlike the Herc, who wants the biggest vehicle he can find. Because he's a big man.
He likes comfort.
Yes. But anyway, so that goes down. A couple days pass. You go through an assessment day. And you're kind of just left thinking, like, really? That's it? It feels wrong. Almost feels like daydreamy. Do you know what I mean? Like, shit isn't hitting the fan. Why is shit not hitting the fan?
Everything's been too quiet.
Don't use the you're using the Q word. So
speaking of, has he finally warmed up to me?
Q did.
Okay.
Yeah, it took like three or four months, but yeah. So it's I want to say it's right before Thanksgiving break. So like the 25th ish or whatever the fuck it ends up being, in this month, and you get a message from Shinsoku asking you to head to his tower, head to his office.
His tower.
I mean, it is his tower. Wizard's tower.
This is Wizard's tower.
I mean, we're using the stronghold rules from the new book. Yeah, it is his tower.
All right, we ready?
Ready enough.
It does say to.
I was just gonna say.
It says bring a day bag. Bring an overnight bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't gonna be good. He needs your abilities again, I'm sure. And we're there for backup.
Probably.
Whose abilities?
C and Viz.
That was Loa that was the big deal, not her.
That was her. Because Loa wasn't here anymore.
Where was the CMVs important? I don't remember.
Dealing with the...
That's not
invisible
it.
Invisible drones.
They did borrow you for that. you guys finally make it up there, and he's sitting on his desk, just tapping his foot repeatedly. And he looks at you, and he's like, I think I found it.
Found what?
The last school.
Okay.
He's like, you guys know the story, right? The eight schools got founded to, you know, help it usher in a new era with, you know, people getting powers and all that.
Yeah.
The eight primary schools, and each of them has like a sub-school, you know, a system to feed into them. But kids are just like going missing, and then they show back up with ability to use their powers, and I have been looking. For a year and a half, and I think I finally fucking found a hint. You guys up for a scavenger hunt?
All right, sure.
Also, it's been so dry here. I need some kind of excitement, and reading your reports is more exciting than not getting to do anything. For the love of God, You realize that, like, people who are super used to being active, who are just all of a sudden inactive, go a little stir crazy.
Makes sense.
He's like, all right, so I think you might be able to get in through, well, you guys know where Lebanon, Kansas is?
The geographical center of the U.S.
Exactly. I think there's an entrance somewhere there. If you guys can go there and try and find it.
Ooh, a little adventure before Thanksgiving. How exciting. I have to leave. That was really cringy. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, I've got a song playing in my head.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that one.
I know.
We're going to need a vehicle.
He says, "Yeah." He says, "Honestly, depending on where it is, I don't know how helpful a vehicle would be. I think it might be. I think I'm almost sure it's underground."
I know, but if we're going to Lebanon, Kansas, we need a 1967
Chevy Impala. Codename Baby.
I mean, I can carry them if I fly anywhere, but sometimes it helps to have a vehicle.
He says, I can provide you each, like, dirt bikes, because you might have to go over ground, over land. I assume you can all ride a dirt bike, or I can get you trained pretty quick.
I suppose that'd be a little...
I mean, I lived near...
Less conspicuous than me flying.
I lived near a beach, so I should be fine.
Then again, anywhere I go, I'm conspicuous.
You exist as conspicuous.
Yeah.
It looks basically. Does anyone here not have the dry land vehicles proficiency?
Honestly speaking, probably not. But like,
it's raw dexterity.
She takes the taxi everywhere with a bus.
I mean, I figured it's raw dexterity. I got that covered.
I was gonna say I have proficiency in dexterity.
He's like, okay. So how? He says, or I can give you a UTV, and then the one of you who can drive that.
That'd be really funny.
Well, I have the driving skill at +6, so...
So it's better than either of them. Actually, Chris, no, yours is better.
Because jack of all trades.
Oh. No, yours is 6 as well. To half. So, but you can give him a bardic inspiration die, so he should drive. Wait, hold on, it's electric. Never mind, Dido can drive it if needed. Okay, anyway, he says, so, yeah, I'm just going to give you guys... I'll give you guys some UTV. Give you guys a UTV... I've been told this model can split into two dirt bikes in a pinch, but you drop parts when you do it. So
try not to.
Yeah, I mean, or have a way to store the parts that fall off, you know? But anyway, so he says, I'm going to drop you guys off, about a mile outside of town, and just, the people there are very insular. They don't really do much outside. There is a company that started recently that's taken up residence. You might recognize it. It's Spark Arms. That's where they made their headquarters.
Okay.
So, if you'd like to stop in on Jeremy, you can tell him I sent you. That's fine. I could technically drop you in his office, but I don't really think he'd appreciate that, so.
Surprise!
But, anyway, he says, if there's anything you guys need from me, he says, I mean, you guys got a pretty good haul from the how you did in the Clash. Have you spent any of those credits?
No.
No. We're a bunch of hoarders.
We wait till we find, you know, a good deal.
He says, I recommend you use those. But that's just me. He says, Then again, I'm not known for my fiscal responsibility. So, you guys, he says, there's nothing you guys need to buy or ask about?
I mean, what are we about to walk into?
Yes.
Fantastic. Like, okay. Kansas, You know, I think with what we have, we should be A-okay. Because we're not going into, like, a desert. We're not going into a tundra. We're going into Kansas.
It's probably going to be underground, is what he basically told you. So you might have to travel through tunnels and stuff like that.
Dude, how about...
No, we are not getting miner's hats.
Yeah, no, not the miner's hat. The light here and the band.
A headlamp?
Yeah. You know, a mechanic headlamp. Do you have mechanic headlamps?
I mean, yeah, you could get them on Amazon.
Amazon, yeah.
Like, yeah, I can have them delivered to, like, to Jeremy, I guess. Mm-hmm. They should be there within a couple hours.
So we get the headlamps. We have suitable clothes. I'm assuming that we all wear suitable clothing.
Are you wearing your armor?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, when underground.
Closed-toed shoes.
I don't know about you. I intended to go barefoot.
Jesus Christ. No, we're going into a cave. We need to wear boots.
I have a very thick skin.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She's starting to, like, stress herself out.
A mountain climbing equipment.
There you go. Mountain climbing equipment.
Can he fly?
Do we have, like, yeah. a...
But when he goes unconscious, how are we getting out?
Those things.
Oh, that?
That hammer and Petons?
No. Yeah. Okay, so if, in theory, think of the movie Damsel. Remember when she falls down and she can...
Yeah.
Yeah, that. To climb out of a cave.
Yes.
Yeah. A hammer and Petons.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
I don't know.
Petons. Mountain climbing gear.
Okay, do we
That's
have
That's my mountain climbing gear.
Okay, so he has mountain climbing gear to share?
No.
But you only need the one set.
Yeah.
I
need extra rope.
Yeah, he's like, here, and he hands
He's so, like, weirded out, like, with this conversation.
He hands you, like, a nylon bag. He says, it's a bag of endless rope. Here you go.
Oh, perfect.
It'll last for 24 hours once it's out, so.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's a bag of nylon, like, climbing rope that you just, it just keeps going. You can write that down. That's an official thing you have now.
Okay, and then.
Endless bag of nylon rope, of nylon climbing rope, only lasts 24 hours once cut.
After that, it fades out.
Yeah.
I got something I'd like to.
Hit me.
I'm not sure about the name, but I found an item. I was looking for a shield upgrade, but...
What's it called?
The Pariah's Shield.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. I've seen that before. It's the one I'm thinking of.
I misspelled that twice.
It fits the mentality for the character.
All right. Oh, it's the Boros Legion one.
Yeah.
Plus one tree.
And of course, I'll offer him a caramel in exchange.
Huh? Oh, caramel in exchange?
Have a caramel.
I like caramel. Yeah, he's like, that's pretty good.
Have another.
No, thank you. Yes, he will. plus one AC for every 2 hours. So, essentially, it adds one extra AC. Usually.
Right, but it could go up to a plus +3 if you got a bunch of people.
Well, your tiny tank wouldn't count unless no. Dido's in it.
Even then, I wouldn't.
Well, is it Murphy, Ted...
Ted. These two, possibly.
So, maximum of 2, 3 AC, yeah.
But we'd all be stacked up, and that's fireball.
God, hit me with it. Give me a chance for a fireball. Yeah, I would say, like, it's a rare, it takes attunement. Like, 5 silvers? 7 silvers, I think.
7 silver?
Yeah, let's say 7 silver.
I can do that.
Alright. Also, he can use his reaction to take the damage.
Take damage from some...
Like, let's say something's gonna womp you, you can go, no! Also, that could block a like a fireball hitting somebody. It's not from an attack. You don't have a force vulnerability, do you? The shield would just kill you.
I do not.
That's a storm surge, right?
Yeah.
All right. So,
I have two things that require attunement.
Did you not turn them on?
I did not. I didn't know the dragon vessel required attunement.
Yeah, that's how
freebie potion.
That's how it knows regen.
Yeah. Although I would like to see about upgrading that eventually to different, different version.
Maybe we can look at that. All right. So, damn it. Shinsoku looks at you and he gives you a look and he says, "I need you to find this for me. There's a student I'm missing, who was supposed to come here, who didn't make it."
All right. What is their name? What do they look? Give us.
He pulls it up, and it's a small, probably 5 foot blonde girl with blonde ringlets, and her cape name was going to be Goldilocks, but she could control light, and she was supposed to make it onto a transport pod, and she didn't. And it's my sister. Did Shinsoku have a sister? I thought he did. Was he the only child?
It was the only child.
All right.
It's my girlfriend's sister's kid. She had 6 siblings.
My girlfriend's?
Wouldn't they have been buried by now?
It's my niece, okay? Yes. I need you to find my niece. Her powers came in and turned her black hair into these golden ringlets when they came in, and that's how we knew her powers came in. But I need her found.
She's my niece. That still got me. That's so funny. I just imagine someone being like, "Aren't you guys married?" And then he's like, "Oh, my niece."
Ninja cars need light. Okay. He says, "But I need you to find my niece. My relationship with my wife has deteriorated as I have not been able to locate her. I think I might have a shot now. Please help me." Because if you guys can't do it, I gotta call in bigger favors, and I really don't want to have to do that. Or risk burning out a portion of my magic I really don't want to do.
Understood.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to go, or do you need to grab something? I understand if you do, it'll be you guys, and Bridget will be going with you, obviously.
Won't see her.
She fades into existence, and she's got on full-ass spelunking gear. And then she turns. You actually see this for once. You see that she's got a dial on her chest, and it's got 20 or 30 options. She quickly turns it back, and it's back to her normal outfit.
Nice.
Somebody with a very high perception. Not me.
No, it's obvious this time. She does a flap in front of you. Usually she does it secretly. You've known her long enough now, she's kind of giving you a little bit of what she can do. Mm-hmm. And you realize that she has 24 different powered outfits that all do different shit.
Pre-programmed costumes.
That's cool.
That all have different effects, yeah. One of them is her stealth mode. But you fucking have no idea where she is.
So if she's your niece, we should know her name so that she knows that we're working for you.
She won't reply to anything but Goldilocks anymore. She says that's her new identity.
Got it.
And if I remember right, it will be an Asian.
Well, her dad is German.
Yeah, but
trust me, he says you would not look at her and think Asian.
Okay.
Okay, so
Ted has to come out as a bear.
I was thinking that, or some animal that would be good in climbing.
No.
No?
Goldilocks.
The bear. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right.
Yeah. Art can't have the animal shapes spell yet, but he's planning on it.
Maybe.
Don't wreck your fun.
All right.
So he teleports you guys to outside Lebanon, Kansas, and there's a UTV there. It has, because no one said they went and got food, there is a crate on the back of it full of MREs. It looks like there's at least a month's worth for you guys.
Okay.
And there's a, like, there's, you know, it's a keyless system, and the UTV seats four, so y'all load up. It's a little tight, Sal.
Yeah.
You are driving those.
When is it not?
It is a bigger than average UTV, so you do get something. And what's her face sits next to you? Bridget sits next to you because she's the smallest. And she gives you as much room as possible. She says, "Hey, look, this." She says, "This is one of those models that breaks down into nanites if we need it to." I should be able to program it to put itself back together and bypass the manufacturer specs. Probably.
We're not going to try that unless we have to.
She's like, sure or not, as she plugs the cord into her, from her tablet to the device. We're good. Are you guys, do you want to visit Spark Arms or not? We have to find the entrance, but it's supposedly here.
Yes, but Spark Arms has our headlamps. They got delivered there.
You're right. You guys should probably go meet him. You guys have met Jeremy before.
Yes.
He was there for their
correct
testing.
You've not. Sal has not met him. Does Sal want to meet him? They kind of have a similar vibe.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay. So you guys driving
there? He's not there though.
You guys driving to town and you see, or you, even as you're driving into town,
as we're driving into town, I'm gonna ask Dido if there's any. Any Nazi connections here in town?
Not that I can find, but good looking out, Chimera. Would you like me to put that in an alert for you?
Yes.
Understood. You should still ask, but I'll try my best to remember. So you drive into town and you see a building, probably.
Hey, that's gonna save our lives someday.
I know it is. It's probably like so funny though.
Probably 300 foot wide, but like 10 stories. It's huge. And it says on the side, Spark Arms, Spark Industry, a subsidiary of Alano Corp, or a member of the Alano Consortium, something to that effect. And you drive up to the gate, and there's a gate guard, obviously powered, obviously using Spark Arms, and he says, "State your business," as he's got a pretty hefty looking energy rifle.
We have an appointment with Jeremy.
Mr. Montero?
Yes.
Name? Are you in clothes or in clothes. You in your armor?
No, we're in clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Name? And he's like, he pulls up a list in AR.
What was the name that Shinsoku gave us to use?
I'm going to go Chris Hollerin. And if it's not under that, try under Shinsoku.
I see both those names. Yeah, come on in. I need to see your ID. He like takes it, he scans it. Either it's the best fake I've seen in a while, or it's legit. Come on in. Let the gate go. You drive in. There's like a parking spot, and there's an AR like when the line that guides you to a parking spot, and it says visitors of Mr. Montero. You park, you go inside, the front desk knows who you are because the guy called ahead. They lead you to the private elevator in the middle.
It's your fake IDs are getting better.
Yeah.
you're let up. You think it would be the penthouse, but it's like two floors below the penthouse, and it's, but the building's hollow. There's a cape shaft, but it's bigger, and there's like a nice garden at the bottom, and it's on that, and it's a whole like a ring around the center, and you walk in and you hear piece of shit and you know, bang bang bang, I'm gonna get you to work, you little shit, and bang bang bang. He's like, don't make me get the torch. I'll get the torch. And you look over and you see I believe he was Hispanic, Montero. I want to say he was Hispanic.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
In my head, he was.
Half at least.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong.
I
don't think I ever said it.
I don't think he's Hispanic. I think he's Spanish. He's from Spain.
That was it. Thank you. So, but and he starts swearing rapidly in Spanish.
Yes, but I recognize engineer talk anyway. I've been there.
And it looks like he's messing with a significantly larger sphere than what you guys had for your spark arms.
Okay.
But no matter what he does, it is just wiggling out of the way. And when he hears the elevator ding, he turns around and he goes, "What? Oh, it's you. Sorry. Shinsoku told me you were coming. Please come in." And he glares at the back of the ball behind him, gives it like a solid like 3 or 4 second glare before he turns around and says, "Fucking useless thing." He throws the wrench behind him. And then the wrench magnetically attaches itself to the desk. And he comes back over and he says, "Well, come on, come sit, you know." Yeah. And you look over and there's a pair of couches with a table rising out of the floor.
Okay.
He's like, "Sorry, this place is fully modular. You never know the crazy shit I gotta do in here." And it does. It looks like this lab is the whole like area around the cape shaft, so we can look down in, and there's natural light, and it's all a white floor, white metal floor, with the ceiling's about 30 feet, and it's and you figure out, wait, this is the fucking Ben House. It's just a big whole office on the top. It just looked like it wasn't, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's floor to ceiling windows, so he's got tons of natural light, And he leads you over to the couch, and it looks kind of beat up, but it's super comfortable.
The best type.
And he settles in, and he kind of snuggles into the spot. You obviously realize that's where he takes lunch. There's like food stains and shit. Like
there's a groove
where his ass is. Yeah, usually. He says, "So, you guys are in Cape School, right? I know you can't tell me, but you have my spark arms, right?"
Yes.
Got it. So you're going to Cape School. He says, "Yes, I was right in. And I met you. I know. Okay."
Yes.
He looks at you two. He says, "You're new, though. Salamander?"
Yes.
"You got a kind of glaive type deal, right?"
Yes.
"Did you have any... That's pure me, right? Well, your intent, but my weapon, right?"
"Believe so. I think there was..."
"I don't know. Why is there fire, though?"
"I think that might be a gift from a previous adventure."
"Okay." He's like, "I've been trying to figure that one out. Like, most of them are obvious. That one was not." He says, "So, I mean, any performance issues or weird behavior? I'm looking. They've been out for a while, but any in data is good data at this point."
"I've had no issues with mine, but then again, I'm not taxing mine nearly as much as
other people." "You're using it as a focus, though, aren't you? For magic?"
"A little bit, yeah."
"How's that been? I get a lot of reports about weapons, but very little about the spellcasting."
"Doesn't seem to have any. I have not seen any issues with it."
Any enhanced or did any enhanced effect?"
"Not that I've noticed. But then again, I'm not positive because I haven't really been paying attention to that."
It ate the branch.
"Oh, that's right. It did eat the
branch. I was giving you an opportunity."
"Yeah, I forgot about that. It ate the branch."
"And did somebody eat that ice dagger, or do we still have that?"
"You still have that."
"So, yes, it definitely grabbed the staff that I was going to use and incorporated itself."
"It doesn't surprise me, but it breaks down into nanites, probably?"
"I'm assuming, but then again, the...
I mean, you can show them.
The wood was... you know, kind of special because it's a rare type of tree."
"What kind of tree would be special enough? Is it a rune wood?"
"Yes."
"Okay, that makes sense. They already can have the ability to break down into smaller bits. It probably just is co-opting that. Interesting. Do you mind if I run a couple tests on it?" He says, "Can you form it for me? I can't activate anyone else's. Well, I can, but I break it. I don't need to do that." He takes it and he puts it onto the table, which all of a sudden is like he sinks down in and rising up is a like a testing chamber for it.
Working
He puts it inside and he closes the top and he's like, I'll let this run a minute, a couple minutes. It'll do a scan. You watch as it hits it with like tiny little lasers that, you know, that go, and you worry about your staff for a second and realize he wouldn't break it or he'd replace it. He looks around. Anybody else? Anything else interesting that's happened with him? Minus yours, you said it ate a gift?
I think it was incorporated the gift that I had received previously.
Interesting.
That's where the flame comes from.
Hmm. Have you noticed if there's like a source on the weapon, or is it the whole thing?
It just comes from the weapon.
Do you mind...
affects both forms.
Interesting. Do you mind making it for me so I can look?
And I'll do that.
And he actually just pulls out of his pocket, which is way too big for his pocket, a scanner, and he goes, it replaced the core. I mean, so most of these things are powered by batteries, right? They are by batteries that are recharged by ambient chi in the air. I figured out how that worked. Hmm. I'm going to be a bajillionaire eventually. I'm not that worried about it. I'm pretty much going to make cool shit. And whatever pays for me making cool shit, I'll do. So, but it replaced the core, but it's still working. He says, interesting. I got to figure out what this shit's made of. And he looks inside, and you see maybe a... Because you guys just ran into Arcanium for the first time. The gold medal, not this group.
The other game.
Everyone roll perception as you're looking at this monitor.
No.
17 total, 12 plus 5.
17 plus
11? Oh, well. 15 plus 4 is
not feeling so mighty.
Yeah.
Hey, you rolled better than me.
And it'll beat a 20. Is going to spot a tiny, tiny, like, infinitesimal sliver of gold that you realize runs probably, like, through an inch or two. Like, it's hyper thin, but it's that much of gold. It's the only thing of like that's not red or green or orange in the core. Hmm. He says, "What's
Let me point it out to him.
He says, "I have no idea what that is."
Identify.
Yeah, it totally works. And then, you know, targeting. It says Arcanium sliver.
Okay.
Imbued with power enhancement. Wow. It's currently attuned to Salamander.
Alright.
He's an Arcanium fragment. He pulls up a database. I got nothing. And Dido says, Arcanium was known as the material the Hero Forge was, the door was made out of. He says, yeah, but I didn't put anything from that. He says, it must be whatever you had as a gift that had a sliver of it in it, and that's what's letting the core work. Interesting. So it reflects energy, and he starts to ramble in engineering talk. Roll me technology.
10 plus 12 for
22. Yeah, I'm not even close.
Natalie, how'd you do?
That's an 18 plus 6.
24?
22.
So, the dice love her. We all know this. Yes. There's nothing we can do about it.
You still got to show him your weapon because it ate the...
He hasn't done that one yet. He looks and he says, okay, I'm going to need to look and see if I can find some more of that. Because if it can do that with that tiny amount, what could I do with more?
My suggestion would be talk to your friend.
Which one?
The one who sent us here.
Shinsaku?
Yes.
Why? Does he know about Arcanium?
I would not be surprised if he did.
I mean, smartest guy in the world, right?
And it's a magical metal.
He's really smart, but he's not the smartest.
But it's a magical metal.
You're not wrong. He's like... Helen... Text Shinsoku asking him to get me some Arcanium to play with.
Is Helen your AI?
No, it's his assistant.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally stolen it, but it's she's mine now. You realize that was the rogue AI, the rogue splinter of Jen that you were supposed to be on the lookout for. No one even mentioned it, so I figured I'd let you guys have it. He's had it the whole time.
So it doesn't get forgotten. I do want to ask him what his project he's working on is, because I'd like to help if I can. But
it's the Spark Arms V2.
I can wait on that.
Okay, just don't forget. Yeah,
that's why I'm mentioning it, so it doesn't get forgotten.
Okay. And he says, anything interesting with your weapon? And he looks at you, Mirage.
I punch people, and they go explode.
She's not wrong.
I don't necessarily see much punching. It's more slashing for you, from what I saw in the challenge.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering the your after action reports right, the energy waves that you can launch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is what he'd be referring to.
Yes.
So you mind if I look them over?
Yes.
So he says,
it's really interesting because I'll slash people, and then after that, their friend will somehow, magically, just give up. He's like, that's weird. I shouldn't be doing that.
And Bridget puts her hand on your leg, sweetheart, you're scary.
I do have a lot of pent up aggression.
We know. and Bridget looks at you guys. We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's just nodding along. Yeah. Can I look at those claws?
Yeah, sure.
The device that was working on Chris's staff pops down, and it says, "That room was good shit. It's got a higher magical conductive rating than anything I've ever seen, except for that Arcanium garbage. But I don't have that. Where'd you get the room wood?
I can't say. Sorry,
Helen. I need room wood too.
You got it, dude.
My suggestion is talk to your buddy Shinsoku. He might have a way of getting.
Now, do you remember the special thing about room wood?
Yes, because you can't cut it. It has to be given to you.
It's got to be gifted.
Yes.
Or it doesn't fucking work.
Uh-huh.
Or just shrivels and dies.
I do remember.
Good job. You can have your inspiration for remembering. Did you write your inspiration, Tom?
Let's see. Do I still have...
All right. He looks over at Mirage's and he says, there's an entirely new crystalline structure here.
Mm-hmm.
What did it eat? There's something in it that's making it significantly more powerful. What did it?
Didn't I hit something with it?
You ate an Atlantean spear.
Yes, you had the combat spear.
The one that you used to thaw Loa out of the ice block.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did that.
Was it Loa?
Yeah, it was Loa.
Because he went, brrr, and then kind of
went insanely well, and then you went, how do I fuse this? Hey, it works.
Yes.
I now have energy beams.
But yeah, so he's like, but what was it? What did it eat?
It was an Atlantean spear.
Atlantis, like the fictional city.
Yeah.
It's known now.
It's known because the Atlanteans... You would
assume that it is fictional, but it is in fact real.
He wouldn't have said that because he knows it's real now.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, Helen, I need Atlantean gear. Not Atlantean made, like old school Atlantean shit. I know that they've been...
You know who you should talk to?
Did you say Shinsoku? I'm kicking you out right now.
I won't say the name, because I don't want to get kicked out.
Is he public? He's public identity.
Yes.
Call him Dylan.
I would suggest calling your friend Dylan.
He says, says...
Who also goes by a different name. That starts with an S and ends in Uku.
I was going to be really nice to you and give you, let you test drive the new model. Nope! Not today!
I can't.
Y'all are agents of chaos today, I swear to God.
I am an agent of chaos today, and I don't...
Well, you're not alone, trust me.
Oh my God.
Natalie.
Oh, thank you.
So, how long have you been here?
Oh, I mean, the building went up about 2.5 years ago.
And when did you really start moving in?
I moved in here 2 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah, it took about 6 months to build. Even with the supers we had helping, he looks around. This is a pretty big facility.
So I got a question for you. Has there been any odd power draws from other places on the grid around here?
Not that I know of. We're totally off grid. We didn't trust the locals to be able to maintain a building this size. I've got geothermal generators.
Ah.
Yeah, there's a pretty fucking thick series of geothermal vents down below us that we were able to tap into.
Okay. That sounds interesting. Might have to go check that out. I enjoy caving.
I believe you.
Of course you would.
Natalie.
Yeah.
This is you know, I'll text you. School has to be running on some sort of power source.
Yeah.
If it's not on the power grid, they're probably making power the same way this place is.
Yep, there it is.
I used to
think the government... Oh, God. I thought they were the good guys.
Well, some of them are.
Some people are.
Okay, He's like, I mean, I can get you a pass to get down into the basement, but... The geothermal vents are 200-300 degrees minimum. They're not safe to go into.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, but they won't.
So, I got a couple of questions about the generators that you're using with the geothermal vents.
Yeah.
Assuming water, steam, turbines... Standard.
Yeah, clean energy before it was cool.
Any other pipes that you happen to notice in that area?
I built it myself, no.
Is there any other geothermal spots?
Oh, it's nearby? All over this area. There's a ton.
Is there anyone that would...
This is a geothermal hotspot. It's tied into Yosemite. I know is a ways away, but it's in the same system.
Is there any way someone might have tapped into your power?
Sorry, I meant Yellowstone, not Yosemite.
Yellowstone. Still a fur.
It's a super volcano. Yes. It's fucking enormous.
Yes.
It's part of the same system, is what he said.
Yeah.
What was your question, Mike?
Is there any way someone may have tapped into your power draw?
He throws up a big ass graph that makes your brain hurt. I mean, we were down like 2% last month, but that's nothing. We're back to normal now. I don't think so.
All right. Let's. So, 2% on what amount of power draw?
I mean, this building alone uses more power than New York City.
So a 2% draw or even a 1% draw off of that would be enough to power a small
army.
Yeah. Without being noticed.
Okay, to be clear, I did have a friend use it to power a bunch of mech suits. Like, so that might be that draw.
Yes, but even with that, yeah, I think I may have to have Sal go down there and take a look.
Okay, I mean, it's, as long as he signs the waiver, I'm good. I've been told I need to have waivers for things. Helen makes them for me.
Resistance to fire is good. That'll help me in this.
Essentially, it's a D6 per minute you take down there for you. Anyone else, it's 3d10.
And it's not cut in half because it's already cut down.
Is there something that we can give him to help with not taking...
It's a D6 a minute. He can go a ways before he starts to worry about that
damage. Plus, I have some healing stuff, too. So.
And you can give him your... don't forget to take your temp HP.
I'll do the inspiring leadership.
You do it before you leave, every day. So, everyone gets 9 plus 6, 15 temp HP.
And on top of the other temp HP that I have.
Yeah, fucking, what's his nuts? It's like a guy, like a boss and what's, Monster Hunter with 3 health bars?
Yeah. That's me!
We're in Kingdom Hearts where it's the yellow bar, yes. And then dot, 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 dot. And it's like, oh my god, how many fucking health bars are there?
75.
10. I think the most I saw was like 12. Jesus Christ.
Okay. So assuming D6 on average, I roll a 4 for a minute. I have 190 hit points to burn through, not including healing.
Well,
100 and so.
You can use your amulet regeneration for
almost an hour, at least.
And you can fly at what, 120 miles an hour?
No, 60.
60 miles an hour. You can do some damage on checking that thing out,
yeah.
If you want to. He says, before you do that, I mean, you want to do anything else up here? I'm working on the Spark Arms V2.
I'd like to help with that if I can. Take a look, you know, fresh set of eyes.
Yeah,
either that or somebody just to hold it still.
That too.
He says, so basically, what I'm trying to get it to, he walks you over. He says, what I'm trying to get it to do is replicate a power.
I may be more qualified than you may expect.
He looks at you, I'm listening.
My father's speciality is what his region of study, so I know a bit more about it than most people.
Interesting. What do you mean?
Are you familiar with the name Harnack?
Mystery big one. Big one.
That 17 would have been great.
Yeah. As he rolled it with advantage. Still a fucking cocked. No, the dice said no. He's got like a 12. So no. He says, I'm not. What field am I looking in?
Genetics.
Wrong. Oh, I was thinking the wrong thing. Yeah, he's not really well renowned. He's not really well liked.
No, not even by his own sons.
As far as I know, he's not registered as having any children.
Yeah. Let me take a look, see what I can.
Basically, roll me a tech check, and you can do it with advantage. If you want to throw a D8 his way, is it still D8s?
I believe it is. I don't think it goes 12.
Yeah.
The higher, the better, right?
Yeah. Okay. Advantage, not disadvantage.
Yes. So. The lower die was a 7, but the higher one was a 19. Plus 12, plus 4. So, 35?
Yeah. You look at it, and the only thing he's making a mistake is there's nowhere for the genetic code to land. It has everything else is perfect, but it's missing the spongy bit.
if you will. Like that, like
it's missing the petri dish to hold the
genetic code. Material. He goes, the what?
You need something for the genetic material to rest on, for it to sit, for you to replicate the abilities.
But I'm just drawing their chi. That should be more than enough. And you're like,
no, it needs some connection to the original in order to store it.
He's like, I mean, I guess. And he waves his hand and the ball dissolves it.
Nanites,
and then takes a second, then reforms. I mean, anyone have a power I can replicate? That won't destroy my lab.
Armor.
Illusion.
I like illusion. There's very little damage there. Can you come here, please?
Walk.
Put your hand on the ball real quick. Stab.
You take 8 points.
1 point of damage.
Ow!
There's a
little joking. It just scared me.
You're good.
No.
You pull it away. Mm-hmm. And what is your basic illusion power? Go invisible, right?
Yeah. That was the first thing that happened.
He picks up the ball. He's like, looks like I've got 3 usages of something. He activates it. And disappears.
Just so you know.
I see him though, right?
Yes. You see him, yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know, we can't see you anymore.
He's like,
I can see you.
He's like, I can't see me either.
No.
Oh, see him invisible, he's invisible. He says, okay. He's like, Did it work?
Yes. Now
Helen, where am I?
And then I go invisible. Can you still see me?
Yes, he can see you now. Oh yeah, yes, he can still see you. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I can see you.
Good.
She disappeared as well.
Dwell.
It's her power.
Neat.
Yeah. Huh. It's very useful.
And he's like, okay. He activates it. He triggers it a bunch of times, and he's like...
Burns it out.
Oh, and it burns the genetic code out. Huh. That's inefficient. You know what? Maybe that's good for this. I gotta make it smaller, though, but...
I would say have the ability to take someone else's power for long term should be have that disadvantage.
Yeah, that's for deep. Well, oh yes, that's what I'm saying. I know. I guarantee you on a V3, I could probably make it last forever. But I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
I hate to be the voice of of society.
Yeah.
There was already some place that tried to do things like this.
Oh, no, it doesn't take it. It copies it. Can you still go invisible?
You already did.
It doesn't take it. It just copies it. Before I do anything with it, I'm going to have to talk to both. I'm going to have to talk to Archie and her name escapes me. Amara and, well, Professor Tenzi. I've got a list of people I have to talk to before I can do anything with something like this. But this could be big.
It could also be very dangerous.
Oh, if here,
in the wrong
hand. I was going to give you one, but okay. He puts it away underneath the table.
Yeah, because there's too many things out there that you don't want people being able to take.
You're probably right. It doesn't really give you... It didn't really tell me how it worked. It just said you have this thing now.
Yeah. Or...
I guess if someone, exploded, that would suck.
Oh, yeah.
You see his engineer brain real happy. His business brain real happy. His common sense brain going, just bad idea. Bad idea.
Common sense is tingling.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
Like I said, I me, who is always looking for
This is Shadowrun. You have the common. He has the common sense trait. And it says, "Danger, Will Robinson. Danger."
No matter how good and how thoughtful the thought is, somebody is always going to twist it and make it the worst weapon you can ever think of.
Is my power going to be okay?
Yes.
You feel it. You kind of flex your powers. And
I try to do a big one. I don't know. Something big.
Yeah, it all works. Everything works like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, all right, well, thank you. I now have things to think about. I got a meeting. He's like, Helen, set up some meetings. You know the people.
I have a meeting for like the next 2 weeks. This is bullshit. I like
making stuff. He's going to give you stuff, though.
But I like making stuff.
He's going to give you stuff to make stuff.
That is fun.
So you need new raw materials in order to continue on your experimentations?
I mean, nanites are most of it. No, I need some rune wood. I need some arcanium if I can get it. And then Atlantean shit. So, I mean, I guess maybe I'll go go-karting today. That would be fun.
Needless to say, I'm expecting a credit in the...
Oh, of course. Don't worry.
Credit Salamander, not my...
birth name?
Yeah, please. I would like to...
Have you looked at changing your last name?
As much as I would like to... It is who I am.
Legally.
You are who you choose to be.
Legally. I could help you.
I appreciate it, but...
I got you.
He gives you a nod. He's like, if we ever sell it, I'll let you know. I'll treat you right.
I appreciate it.
I don't think it's ever going to get sold. Damn it, this was a good one. I spent like the last 6 months on this thing. All right. He just like pushes it into not the garbage, but like underneath, under the table, into like a little containment field underneath the table.
I was going to say, though, is like, I'll let it.
Nope, I'm good. I have powers for the copy.
Right, but I was going to give him my armor as a, in case he wants to go and check on me.
Sure, why not? Ooh, one use. Hers with three.
Bigger powers take more space, so you'd need a bigger orb for...
Or cooler powers get more space.
Cooler powers get more uses, yeah.
No, wait, hold on. Yours is at will, right?
The armor?
Yeah.
It's, like, all the time.
He says, oh, sorry. He says it's one use, but it doesn't have an end time. It doesn't, like, burn out.
Fuck!
Essentially...
his is cooler! Shit!
It fully copies that power.
Which, I'm guessing it's the armor, which is...
Yes.
The rule breaker.
Yes. The big one.
AC equals 10 plus power plus dex or con.
Yes.
And the temp HP bubble.
Yeah.
So.
It's big. But yeah, he says, well, thank you very much for your help. It really is going to be helpful for my research moving forward. Even if I don't end up selling the V2, at least I know where that comes from now. So I can know that there is a genetic component rather than just being G-related. I'm surprised at that. But thank you. He says, I can have Helen guide them to the geothermal room.
And do we have a camera that...
He says the boxes for you guys are by the elevator door.
Okay.
Yes, you have cameras.
Okay, I'm just...
You also have a Bridget. There.
Right, but if I'm going to explore the geothermal stuff, I want something that can survive, and they can see what I'm seeing.
Her drones?
Her drones are pretty much...
Specifically, the ones that follow you are fireproof.
Because if they get too close...
Same with the ones that followed Loa.
Yep.
They're just repurposed.
Is that the same ones?
It's the same ones.
It's a double-sized stack. Because she did get some in case you're both there. Because she has seen you together. She's like, shit! I'm out of drones! More drones. So you go down to the geothermal vents, and there is a door like to go in. It's like a hatch you got to open up. Security access, the whole nine. There's an airlock. And you start going down. Roll me investigation.
Yes.
And you're going to roll it every minute.
Okay.
Until you decide that you want to come back up.
Okay, first one is 22.
You find there may be some kind of, like, access cable. Not a pipe, but a cable that you find. But it kind of, like, sneaks in and out of the wall. Here's the thing. It looks like this geothermal vent goes down miles, not hundreds of feet. How deep do you want to go? Because eventually you're going to start dealing with pressure. pressure changes. And heat. Like magma heat. Because you're fire resistant, you're not magma resistant.
Right.
Well, you are, but it does, it's much more heat.
Yeah.
But I'm asking how deep do you want to go? It looks like at 5 minutes is when it would get really dangerous.
Okay. And I won't go that far, but I'm just going to take the, you know,
so roll three more investigates. And then you're going to add it all together.
Okay. So the first one is 22. And there's at least a nat 20.
Perfect. That's all I needed. Any nat 20 was enough. It's about 2.5 minutes down. You find a pipe laid in to the side.
Okay.
And it cuts
seems
over.
Seems like it's a different construction, or
it's not even close. It's entirely different. It is stone. It is some kind of stone. And you know, do you go down the pipe? It's huge. Yeah,
it looks different.
What it was is you were tracing your fingers along, and you broke through an illusion, and it was behind the illusion.
Yeah. All right.
Geothermal. Oh, name. Okay. So you keep going down this pipe, and it twists and it turns, and it looks like it's going down more and to the east.
All right.
And it. It goes for a while, and you'd expect it to start getting hot.
But it's not.
And eventually, you end up in what you could have sworn should have been an aquifer, just based on where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big-ass void. Like, a mile across, a void.
So just big open area,
totally empty, and you fly out into it. You scrape along the sides. It is a ball. It is a ball missing.
All right, and I'm assuming the whole thing is just an end cap. There's nothing here.
Nothing here.
There's no exit out any other than the way.
You do find that on the other side there is a pathway leading east.
Okay. I'll call up to them, ask them their thoughts, because.
Yeah.
I don't.
You guys could get down to it. It would be very dangerous, but you could get down.
Well, I mean, I can keep going.
But do you want him to go alone is the question.
Yeah, I don't know.
The pipe, did it stop at the void? Or did
yes.
It continue? Okay.
And then the other side's the same kind of pipe, but it's leading farther east.
End of the pipe, does it look like it's, like, severed?
Smooth.
Or does it look like it was cut?
It's like a flange. No, it's like it's designed for it.
Yeah, designed to break off.
To dead end right there.
Okay.
It's not jagged at all.
Like it's supposed all right. to connect to something there? Or...
You're not sure.
So, based off of it was behind an illusionary wall.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if you're standing on top of something that's covered in an illusion.
I mean, if that illusion also makes it intangible.
Depends on how high the illusion is. Because it's an illusion of you flying down could be part of the illusion.
And of course she can't see through...
Through the camera to see if it is an illusion. So, we may need to
I can keep looking, see if there's another way to get down here for you guys, because... It was a little warm.
Yeah. I'm assuming Because you said there was another pipe on the other side directly across.
Yeah.
Go ahead and follow that one for a ways.
Okay.
How far down is he? A couple hundred feet?
Could I see
He was flying down at full speed for minutes. So, he's like 2.5 miles down.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we able to see what he sees?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So could I not see that?
It doesn't work.
You have to. It doesn't see through cameras because the camera is not your eyes.
Oh my god.
So if looking through a camera, you cannot see through the illusions, which awesome. Is the reason why we'd have to have you go down there.
Now that you know where you're going.
Right. Hang on.
Well, he was going.
Does it count with Harriet?
It would work through Harriet. If you could get Harriet down there, you'd be fine.
Harriet?
However, she would burst into flames.
Harriet?
Oh, she's so much faster, though.
Yeah, she is. I want her to appear on my hand.
That could work.
I know. Put her up. She appears. Tick.
So, I'm going to roll 6d10, and okay. If I don't kill her, then she survives.
Hang on. I'm Harriet?
Yep.
Drink up.
Or you give the temp HP too.
That too, but I also have a potion of fire resistance.
Ooh.
How many hit points does Harriet have?
Harriet has 40.
Okay, I have 6d10. You think
that. Hey, isn't it the.
4 times your level?
And you're level 9.
10.
You're level
9.
9? We were just at. My eight. I saw 8, and so I erased it and wrote 9. And then total is 10. I thought we were going with total wise.
Your total level is 9. You are 8 levels of ranger.
It said that I was already 30. She was already 36. So then I erased it.
It's 4 plus 4 times level.
Times. Okay. So then.
So 40 is correct.
40 is correct. Yeah. I did the math
plus
right.
15. So
I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I did the math right. I promise.
You're good. I did it dumb.
You are correct to give her the potion of fire resistance. 41.
Oh my god.
No, wait. Okay. No, it's in the temp HP. She got the temp HP.
Okay.
So she would have been fine.
So.
But now she can almost. No, there's no way she makes it.
All right, quickly. She appears on my hand.
Yes. She's shaped like a parakeet.
That's what I was going to say. And then she appears. All right, Harriet?
Yeah.
I need you to go down there. Down.
I don't want to.
There.
Turn into a tree.
I will bring you so many treats. You can also turn into whatever type of bird you want to be.
I don't eat treats.
Spirit.
I'm a spirit.
You can turn into whatever bird you want, but I need you to fly down there for me. And look, he brought you a potion.
I do like potions.
Yeah.
I only eat magic treats.
I know, and I can give you magic treats.
She says she has magic treats. I have not seen said magic treats. I believe you, for now.
I'm going to pull out a bag of gummy bears.
The caramels?
The caramel.
The magical caramel? Treats.
I like magical treats.
No. Technically speaking, I do have the endless treat bag that's magic.
But it's not, you know, oh yeah, no. Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Fine, I'll fly down there. My wings are burning. Losing feathers.
I need you to get down there. I need you for each other's eyes.
I'm out!
You did it?
My feathers are burned. This hurts. You did not have to give the potion of fire.
Oh, okay.
Fire resistance. No, you didn't make it. She made it with it. Okay. I rolled really well on my damage roll, but holy shit.
But so she sees.
My low die was at 6.
She sees the illusions.
She finds me.
She finds him.
Yeah, she is singed. She went down as a Gyre Falcon for Peregrine Falcon for maximum speed.
Yeah.
And dive bombed it.
I got something for her. Give her the the healing from the dragon vessel.
I'm okay. I just go back to the spirit realm.
Yeah, but you came all the way down here. I don't want you hurting.
I'm really okay.
Okay.
She blinks a couple times. What you'll see is that there is a landing bay down below.
looks like it's for something to dock.
I think I found a dock. I see a dock over there, and then I have Harriet, like, point with her feather.
Okay.
Or her wing, sorry.
I'm assuming investigation.
You can't see anything. Actually, now that you've been told, roll me an intelligence saving throw.
Oh, that should be pretty okay. Oh, it's okay for you.
Plus four. So, nine.
You can try again. Like, here's the thing. You will eventually get it. Like, every minute you'll get to try again, you will eventually get it. Eventually, it snaps into vision, and you see what looks like... it looks like a dock for some kind of sky... underground... Some kind of ship, maybe?
Yeah.
Or, like, if there was a mostly mile-across ball?
Okay.
Like, that would be the best example you could give. And you do find a wire leading from along the edge that pops out the big ass, I'm talking like anaconda thick, big ass cable, and a geothermal, and it is labeled geothermal power.
Okay.
So that does mean that we have to go down there.
It's a landing bay.
Yeah, but here's the thing, there's no way it could move.
Which means it probably teleports or burrows and fills in behind it.
It's possible. Or it shrinks.
Or it shrinks. Oh, we need to get those glasses of investigation.
I thought you were going to. I was like, they're right there. Yeah. We talked about it, and you're like, nah, I don't want it. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Do you want me to keep looking? Because it continues on that way. And now we have Harriet here so that you can see anything invisible.
Mm-hmm. Or any type of illusion.
I really don't want to split the party. I can do...
You can get teleport.
Circle? Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking just circle, just dead. Yeah. I don't know what level.
I mean, do you still have that fire-resistant potion?
Yes, he does.
So could you not use multiples of it, or?
Well, if he only has one of it.
I only have one fire-resistant potion.
Did you guys have coins that you could use to resist something? Or is that just one
instance? I have the blue disc that takes half damage for cold.
Because
that's what I get double. I have double damage of that.
Right. I thought you had other ones for like...
Yeah. Hang on.
He might
that's
have...
That's in this book.
He might have the fire one.
But that's only one instance of it.
Okay, no.
So yes, we do have a way for you and me both to get resist fire.
Okay.
I can fly back up, grab you guys, and fly you back down.
True.
But it'll hurt like a bitch the whole time.
Right. Or could I take Murphy, because he flies, doesn't he? He is
40-foot
flying, and then he could take fire, and he wouldn't take damage. Immune.
This is an interesting aspect of a power check. You can bring your spirits to you. Can you go to them?
The answer is maybe. And if it goes poorly, it's real bad.
Like, how bad? Like, are we talking like I could die?
But
or could I go to an
Natalie
actual plane?
Natalie rolling, so you know she's going to hit a 20.
It's DC 25. And if she fails by more than 5.
Bad stuff.
She goes halfway.
Got it.
You get halfway there and you end up a mile and a quarter deep in.
Realistically speaking, if we were to try this, do we want to try this for funsies?
That is up to you. It's your character.
I like it. I like Mirage, but if you want to try and do that...
Well, because the safer option is to take Murphy out... Have him have his fire and him bring both of us down. as we take
Murphy's immune to this shit.
And then fire resistant, both of us, and then we go down. And that way we don't have to.
So we have the discs from.
Those are the ablative. That is, they absorb fire damage once. So the ones from the Dravara are specifically for your bands. One is cold. One was
fire, lightning, thunder, acid.
Right. Well, there were only three of them.
Yeah, it was the three bands for. It was
fire, cold, and lightning.
Yeah. Which one of you is? What's your bane?
Necrotic.
One of them should have been necrotic.
Oh no! It is
necrotic. It was supposed to be one for each of your banes. That was what it was supposed to be.
Except that the challenge that you got them from was for defeating four.
Elementals. Oh no! You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were supposed to be able to use those to make the ones for your bane. We forgot to do that.
Too late now.
She got one for her vein already, so. And it just. Well, yeah, you said that it would reduce the vulnerability to nothing for one attack, or it will give you resistance for one attack.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is you guys can tank the damage. It's only 60-10, and then just heal it when you get down there. Functionally, that's probably the smartest way.
Can you take 60 points of damage?
The answer is they both can.
We both can.
Oops. Let's assume Murphy just hightails it for you.
Yes,
he will. In big cat form.
Okay.
Okay,
you just gonna tank it?
Yeah, we'll tank it.
Oh, and we'll let Jeremy know what's going on with this geothermal shit.
You get a bigger thumbs up.
There's a pipe. Somebody...
Yeah. All right. He says, okay. I'll bring it up with. I'm the owner and the landlord.
So don't say anything
yet.
Got it. Not as good as last time, but it would have been really, really hard to do that good again, to be honest. 11, 20, 37 points of fire damage. 37 points, Natalie.
And Primal is dead. Oh. 74, what?
37?
Points of fire damage.
Fuck. Alright.
Don't forget to write down your 15 temp HP.
I know. Yeah.
So, 37 minus 15...
It's 22. What's your starting?
87.
87 minus 22
is 65. 65,
yep.
That's not that bad. Okay.
Oh.
Murphy, come on! I should roll
my fire damage as well. The D6s. It was 4?
3.
3?
No.
You're right, you could do 4, yeah. 11. On 46. I like D10s better. I like me better. So, you guys are in the void now. Natalie, you can obviously see it on the bottom of the dock. Chris, you can roll an int save to try and see it. You make it with a 16 on the die. I think you're proficient in saves too, aren't you, for some reason?
Or
is it Dex Charisma? I think it might be Dex Charisma for you.
Savings. Dex Charisma.
Yep. Yeah, but you
plus 3, so I got
19. Yeah, 19 I'll make it. But 19 is what you needed. You barely broke it. And you look down and you see it, and you're like, all right, I guess we go across to the next tunnel. Murphy will lead the way.
All
right. Senior immune to fire.
Yeah.
He starts plodding. He's like, I'm a... Tunnel cat. Dun, 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 dun. He's like, shit, that was out loud.
You already said it, man.
I'm a regal said it. Tunnel cat.
No, you're tunnel cat.
He turns around and lays down.
A super duper regal tunnel cat. Regal tunnel cat.
acceptable, stands up, walks over, starts walking down.
We're so stupid.
Tail. Okay, they wouldn't have gotten here without you.
You're correct. As I am the reincarnation of the cat god.
And I look at you and I'm shaking my head no.
Well, no, you were, well, they were told what he was.
I know.
You were not told.
I know.
Neither was Murphy.
Neither correct. Was Murphy.
But you know, he's not wrong, but he's not right either.
Well, we agreed we're not telling him until we need to.
So, you guys, this tunnel goes for miles and miles. I'm talking...
So, if we're flying then, because she's riding Murphy, I'm carrying Chris.
It's a 15-foot tunnel. It's huge. So, like, Murphy can't fly. He's large, and okay, his wingspan's too big.
He can move.
He's moving at 40. Like, just schmoovin'.
Either that or she's riding Harriet.
Harriet could fly, because...
Well,
no,
I'm thinking
Harriet couldn't fly. They're still large.
Got it.
No, medium. Medium, but could fly.
No, because Harriet is still taking damage. I would rather put her away.
No, you're not taking damage anymore.
We're not taking damage now.
I know, but I'm saying that she did take damage, and I think I'd rather put her away and ride Murphy.
Let her be.
Leave her be.
Let her stick. Okay.
It's good to have a canary in a coal mine.
Yeah.
So you guys move, and when I say it, you've probably traveled 200-300 miles, maybe, in this one tunnel.
300 miles?
Miles. 5 or 6 hours.
So hours.
You check your phones and it's
are
like...
Are we there yet?
You check your phones and it's like 4 o'clock.
And of course we have no signal, do we?
None. You're just going and going and going. And Bridget's like, should we just take out the UTV and drive that now?
Probably a good plan.
I grabbed it when we went inside.
Okay.
She opens the UTV and she says, get in.
All right,
I souped it up. I had a feeling this might happen. Every time I go with you guys, some dumb shit happens, so I figured I'd be prepared. You get in the UTV, and you look at it, and the speedometer, instead of going up to 60, goes up to 120.
Hell yeah.
And you just start going and going, and it's unfettered acceleration. There's just nothing. And it is curved, but, like, it's nanites, and she bends it a little. So it gets good traction. And you end up traveling 450 miles total. And you end in another tunnel and another underground dome.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
No. No, we are not.
I think we're going towards the center of the earth.
And which
no,
way
you're not.
Which way was the thing heading?
Huh? East.
So we're under the mountains.
We're somewhere near Nevada.
Not quite.
We're somewhere near Nevada.
East.
What? Oh, wrong way. I went the wrong direction. To Kentucky, West Virginia.
Yeah. What?
That's really far.
Hold on.
Excuse me. So we started at...
Excuse me as I Google this shit. Lebanon, okay. Please hold as I use Google Maps and make sure I'm not a dumb. 1, 2, 3. You trunks. It's like you're under Indianapolis.
Hmm.
Give or take.
Hmm.
Like, I'm looking at it right now. Like, 1, 2, 3. Indianapolis area. Assuming you're following the longitude lines. Latitude lines. I was like, how the fuck did you get that far? Oh, 450 miles. Hold on, I gotta go more. Yeah. You're right, West Virginia, Art. You were right.
No, that was Mike.
Mike from West Virginia?
Thank you.
Yeah, West Virginia. You're underneath West Virginia somewhere. There's another...
Junction.
Sphere. With a dock at the bottom. And a tunnel going south.
All right.
We're going down again.
So we're mapping all of this.
Yeah.
It's going to be more fun when we have to call for a pickup.
If we can.
Let me just double check my map again.
This one seems to be going south by southwest. And it dead ends underneath what you assume is Atlanta. About 250 miles. Let me math real fast. And about 300 miles away. And in this one, you see a wall instead of an opening.
Oh, fun.
Sorry, you see a wall. She sees a small city. Kids walking around.
I think we found it.
Y'all don't know what she's talking about.
Is it behind the wall?
I just see a city.
Small city.
Small city.
It's a town.
A town.
Buildings and stuff. There's a central tower in the middle. Looks like it's right over top where that dock would be.
Is the wall, I mean, the wall that I see, is that the right temperature, or did they screw up that illusion?
It's a ninth level illusion.
Okay.
No, they did not. It was a 19, DC 19. Okay. You can roll int save when she tells you that.
Not 20.
You don't see an illusion either, and you don't feel like this particular illusion will ever affect you again.
Woo!
This particular illusion. Like, this from cast from this person on this kind of thing.
17 plus 3.
You all beat it, yeah. You're like, oh, shit.
It was there for a half a second and then just kind of like, wait.
Once she said there's nothing there, you're like, what? And you squinted real hard. But you had touched it. You were, like, putting force on it. And it was resisting.
Got it.
And as you guys watch from the tunnel, you see as you, there's a... And it says... drill starting in 2 minutes. Everyone to your battle stations. And all the kids sprint across, like, it's only a mile, so they can go get across the whole thing. And they're running to wherever, you know, they need to. And they all are opening up mailboxes and opening up doors, and they're pulling out blasters, and they're pulling on armor. And on the back of their armor, all you see are the letters U-A-S. And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.